The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Good morning and welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits. This is Ezra Krieg. Unfortunately, our friend Ellen Schulman isn't with us today, but she'll be back with us next week. Today, we're really excited to have representatives from Families First of Palm Beach County. And we're going to try to find out what these folks do, how they help the community, and how you can help them make our community a better place. We're honored to have the CEO of Families First, Julie Swindler, here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Families First is something, you know, we talk about the family, we talk about the strength of the family, we talk about the strength of the family being the bedrock of America. What does Families First, what is it, what does it do?
First of all, our mission of Families First of Palm Beach County is to create a safe, healthy and sustainable environment for families and their children through innovative practices. And we do that three different ways. First of all, by early intervention, we believe that children should be born to a safe, healthy and nurturing environment. So we really work with the parents so that children can be safe and families can attach to their children. They can grow up healthy and strong. Through family preservation, we believe that all children want to and should be raised by their natural parents. So we try to preserve the family unit and give the family whatever opportunities and skills they need to stay together. And thirdly, we believe that as American citizens, we should all contribute to our income and that we help families sustain and be able to be contributing taxpayers of the community by becoming self-sufficient.
Well, this is all important work that you do. Who are you giving these services to? I mean, aren't families just families that are strong?
Well, there's a lot of families that struggle. We as parents that have children, have the opportunity to raise children, we only know how to parent by how we were parented. So if we have parents right now that are struggling, that were abused as children, that were on the economic system of America for all their life, the welfare system, they really don't know or they don't have the tools or the opportunities of how to parent differently. So we come in really to teach them skills and different ways of parenting so that they can be the best parent they want to be for their children.
Now, how many people, how many families are we talking about in the community?
We serve over 1,000 families just in Families First of Palm Beach County, but there's a lot more families that are struggling and need services.
So these are those that are beyond the 1,000 families aren't receiving services?
They're receiving services from other agencies sometimes. So it depends on what their needs are. There's lots of systems within Palm Beach County, whether it's homeless system, whether it's Healthy Beginnings, which really works with 0 to 5, the school system and some of the supports that they bring for older children. There's various systems in place. What we do that's a little bit differently is we're really home-based and we're really working with the families that are most at risk. The other thing that we do that's a little bit differently is we look at the whole family. So part of what we really strive to is work with every member of that family. So regardless of what's going on in that family, we're dealing with that issue. And then we have many partners and agencies that we collaborate with to ensure that the family is getting the best possible help that they need.
How are the families identified?
Well, for the early intervention, a lot of our families are coming from what we call the Healthy Beginning System of Care. It's funded primarily through Children's Services Council. And these families are coming to our agency because there's a lot of risk factors that the family has identified, whether they're transient, whether they're undocumented, whether they're teen moms. Maybe there's racial issues or violence within the home, those kinds of things. They usually come to us for those reasons.
So, are they voluntary?
Yes. All the families that we work with, they voluntarily agree to our services. And the beauty part is they allow us into their home. So we're really able to work with them on their territory, in their home, and help design tools and things that they need to do differently within their home environment and in their community.
I know that you're Families First of Palm Beach County. Do you cover the entire county?
Yes, we do. We have an office in Belgrade, and we also have an office in Forest Hill. And through both of those locations, we cover the whole county.
And then, as you explained, your people are going out into the community, so you have people on the road all the time, it sounds like.
Yes, we do. In fact, we go as far north as Jupiter, as far south as Boca. We're in the Western community all the time and on the East. So regardless of where the family lives, we go to them.
How long do you stay with the family?
It depends on the program. Some of our early intervention work, part of what we want to strive towards is that the family or the child will be school ready by age 5. So some of our early intervention programs can last anywhere from 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of our family preservation and our family self-sufficiency programs, it varies depending on the goals of the family and what is trying to be achieved with that family. It can vary any time between 1 and 5 years.
Are there parts of the county that you're more involved with than others?
Probably more involved in the central location and also in the north. We have more families. In the western communities, it's starting to grow because we're taking a lot more families from Royal Palm, Wellington, and Loxahatchee than we had before. And then in the western, Belgrade and Pahokee is increasing. But primarily in Lake Worth up to Riviera Beach.
And does the government get involved in the work that you're doing?
Yes, we get state funding. So in terms of Children's Services Council, they're local taxpayers' money. So mm-hmm. anybody who owns property is paying for our early intervention mm-hmm. work. In terms of the state, we get ounce of prevention funding, which is with our early intervention program as well. And then we also get state funding for our outreach program. We get federal dollars for our homeless prevention out in the Glades where we have a permanent supportive housing program. So we are getting federal, state, and local dollars right now to support our work.
But I'm sure you also need private dollars to make it work as well.
Absolutely, because I know everybody's been hearing about the shrinking of government and some of the cutbacks that we're all facing due to economic challenges and changes. So we do need private dollars, and we're very fortunate because we do get a lot of foundation support, but we need more and more because we're facing cutbacks and we're facing about, you know, money that we always have to get to secure and to continue our programs.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we're speaking with representatives of Families First of Palm Beach County. To get more information on this important community organization, please visit their website at www.familiesfirstpbc.org or call 561-721-2887. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels? And that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health. Because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives of Family First of Palm Beach County. We're really honored to have one of Family First board members, Jim Springer, here with us this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Ezra. Thank you.
So you're a volunteer of Families First. How did you get involved?
You know, I actually got involved back, I guess it was in the early 2000s, one of my peers had asked me to talk to Julie. There was a need for the Families First Board to add some financial expertise. I'm a banker by profession, and I met with Julie, liked what she had to tell me, joined the board really to bring some financial expertise to the board. It was a social services board at the time, a lot of social service experience, really helped the agency get started, but they needed to expand their expertise. So I joined for the financial aspects and knew nothing about social services, had a number of years that I got to learn about what social services provide to our community, which is amazing. What goes on for social services and what's really saved through social services. Again, coming back to my financial background.
So you got involved. You heard about their mission. What about the mission kind of grabbed you?
Really, what captured me. Again, I'm a financial person. I was amazed by how much money is saved by the services that are provided through social service agencies. The alternative being that if my favorite program is our Kin Support Project, where family caregivers take care of young people that maybe can't be taken care of by their parents. The alternative would be if the family can't take care of them, they end up in foster care. That's a very expensive option, and the taxpayers have to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's fiscally not the best option for our community or Americans in general. Social services do provide economic benefit to the country.
So you came on to do help with the financial management. But I have a feeling they got you involved in other ways as well.
I've had the opportunity to do a lot of things on the board. I have just really learned about all the different social services that we provide to families that keep people together, that help them attain their goals. As Julie was talking about, at the end of the day, people become have the opportunity to become economically self-sufficient and able to contribute to society, making a life for themselves and maybe in many cases ending legacies of difficulty in their family backgrounds by learning new skills, life skills in many cases.
Is there a particular family or a particular somebody that grabbed your heart as you've been involved in the organization?
There's been many of them. Again, I mentioned my Kin Support affinity. We've got a grandmother that came to our agency through our Kin Support program 2 years ago. She's about 63 years old. She's been raising her paternal grandson, Rodney. He's six now, so he was, I guess, a little less than four when he came into the program. She worked with our staff to get adequate parental rights so that she can do things like get Rodney into school, which otherwise he wouldn't be in school because that takes a parent. She was able to make sure that Rodney, if he had emergency medical needs, Rodney can get those because, again, you have to be a parent to do those types of things. She's been able to keep Rodney and her family. And, her perspective is she's not raising a grandchild. She's raising her grandchild. And, that's really meaningful to her to be able to do that. And she's learned a lot of what she needs to be able to do. Not that she didn't know how to be a parent. She'd done that.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd done that a long time ago. And,
right.
And the world's changed. And frankly, people's energy levels change as we age. So there's a lot of things that, respite care that's provided through our Kin Support program that, help these grandparents learn from each other what it is to raise young children again.
And I guess they get to form a community of themselves.
They do.
That then provide mutual support.
They
do. That's terrific. That's a great program.
I agree.
Somebody who's listening today and says, boy, that's kind of interesting. How would you as a volunteer, what would you say to them to say why they should volunteer with Families First?
I've learned a lot by being a volunteer. I just didn't know all the things that were available through social services in my community. But I think that's one thing that people can gain by becoming volunteers. Fundamentally, you know, there's needs. There's needs for volunteers. The expertise that I brought to the board when I came to the board, we have volunteers that help us with events. We have that are fundraising events. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers that are really donors that donate to our causes. You know, as I said, we've got five very good programs. They may meet somebody's objective in mm-hmm. donations. You know, how can I help a family with whatever their objective is? And maybe our programs fit. So we do a lot of different special events, and we do some of them annually. Our website's always active with what's coming up.
What is that website?
It's www.familiesfirstpbc.org. www.familiesfirstpbc.org. And, you know, our programs are always current there. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things that people can do to get involved in the community. And Families First is a great venue from which to do that.
How much time a week do you put into the organization?
As a board member, I probably spend through committees and board meetings and just, you know, discussions with staff, no more than maybe 2 hours a week.
Oh, okay.
In time, you know, average that out to 8 hours a month.
And so you feel like that amount of time, which doesn't, you know, out of a whole month isn't a whole lot, is making a big difference in the community.
I do.
That's terrific. So you talked about the kinship program. Is there any other programs that you've...
You know, the Bridges to Success program is right up my alley as you know, financial services professional. You know, Bridges to Success is really about people moving from some dependency on non-employment services. Sometimes they go to college. Sometimes they just get a better job and work their way up. And our counselors help them achieve their goals. They help them set their goals and achieve their goals over time. And, you know, I can tell you a story. We've got a young woman. She's a 20-year-old single mother. She's got a 3-year-old son. She entered our program, the Bridges to Success program. I think it's been about 3 years ago. You know, she came from a family history of substance abuse, and she almost lost her son, but was able to keep her son with the help of our program, set some goals. She entered the program without a high school education. She's gotten her GED, and she's currently enrolled full-time at Palm Beach State College, on track to graduate in the spring, which is excellent. I think that's somebody that's going to really benefit over the lifetime.
Well, you're certainly making a difference. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives of Families First of Palm Beach County. To get more information on this vital community service, please visit their website at www.familiesfirstpbc.org or call 561-721-2887. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm working two jobs and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives of Families First of Palm Beach County. And we're back with Julie Swindler, who's the CEO of the organization. And we're going to talk about how people can get involved, because obviously what Family First does in our community is really important. So, Julie, let's say there wasn't a Family First. What would it cost the community to be able to provide the services without what you're doing?
All of our families that we work with really work on keeping the families together. So if any of the children were to go into the welfare system, it would cost up to $64,000 of taxpayers' money for every child in the welfare system.
So you're really helping us save money.
Yes.
With the services you provide. Well, obviously what you do is important. How can someone who's listening today get involved?
There's many different opportunities that we have. First of all, I'd like our listeners and viewers to know that we have monthly meetings that we're trying to do now of get together and meet and greet. So to get more information about us, they could check our website. And we have posted on the website the various places that we're meeting throughout the community to get more information about how they can get involved. The other things that we're really trying to do is build up a volunteer base to help us with some of the special events that we are doing. Right now, we've got various members throughout the community that are helping us put our minds together about how we can do those monthly meetings together, get more community members involved, and also help on the auction items and really setting up the course for our special events and different other community events that we want to have throughout the year. So that's basically how they can get involved is first of all, coming to one of our monthly, but also just calling us, and we can set up with some volunteer time. Our hope is really to build a volunteer base that eventually can help us in the families' homes as well. Mm-hmm. And that will come, you know, one of our planning processes in the future.
Can people of all ages get involved, or is it just adults?
No, we have all ages. You know, when we work on summer activities, there's a group of agencies that get together and do our community, what we call a community back-to-school bash. We have kids of all ages volunteering on that are helping sort backpacks and getting ready for giving backpacks and school supplies to children to ensure that they have, you know, all the tools necessary for the first day of school. So we have kids that are involved in that. We also have the Girl Scouts. A lot of the troops, and I'd like to pitch to any of the Girl Scouts out there that are working on badges, because every year or so we get Girl Scouts that work on getting baby items, whether it's diapers and formula and all sorts of items that the babies might need. They bring together and they drop them off at our office that we can give to kids and families. So some of the kids can get involved through some of their civic groups and organizations. And then adults, for their volunteer time, we have right now and we want to build this even throughout the many years to come. We've got students and college students that come and are volunteering with our development department and doing the letters that we need and sorting some of the items that we need to help, you know, the ongoing development needs of the organization as well.
So somebody who's listening today, you've mentioned they can help with time, obviously, mm-hmm. and they can provide stuff like baby items and so on. Mm-hmm. I bet you it also takes some dollars.
Absolutely. I think I had previously mentioned in an earlier segment that with the cutbacks from the state, local, and federal government, that it's taking more and more the community coming together to help support an agency such as Families First to survive. We're real committed to the work that we do. Right now, it's like six cents to every dollar is what goes to administration. So we really do a lean administrative overhead to ensure that the majority of the money always goes to our direct services. But it's becoming very challenging because of the cutbacks to try and continue doing the same service to families with less money. So donations of monetary is always very, very important. And we have a couple different ways that families or individuals can give. They can give directly to a program that they want to support, or they can do an unrestricted gift to help support the agency programs, depending on where the agency needs it the best. We also have started a foundation And part of what we want to continue is building up a volunteer board. So we're looking for board members that can help us on the foundation board side, as well as funding that will come to us through our planned giving approaches so that we can look at perpetuity for the agency from years to come.
And if I go to your website, A, can I learn about those options? And B, is there a donate now button there that I can hit?
Absolutely. Right now on our website, there's the vehicle that gifts can come through credit cards. So we've all have that vehicle within. There's also numbers there that will give the prospective donor that they can call if they want more information. So all that is listed on the website of how they can give, whether it's a planned giving or individual, or if there's an event coming on, what ticket sales and those kinds of things would cost.
And if I'm a company, is there a way that I can, let's say, adopt a family and help pay for that, their services?
Absolutely. In fact, we're really building up our sponsorship with corporate donors because the corporate is the fabric of America. So we really look at the corporation partnering with helping citizens become participating members of this community. So we've had recently, because we always look at season to share every year with the Palm Beach Post, we've had some corporations adopt families through the season to share program, want to continue with those families. So, yes.
Well, this has been a terrific half hour learning about Families First of Palm Beach County. To get more information on this organization, please visit their website at www.familiesfirstpbc.org or call 561-721-2887. For Ellen Schulman, who will be back next week, this is Ezra Krieg thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kriesenberg LLC, and Ellen Schulman, President of Ellen Schulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.